Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 3.
Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahuwah said to me,
Do not fear him, for I have given him and all his people and his land into your hand. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon.
So Yahuwah, our Elohim, also gave into our hands Og, sovereign of Bashan, with all his people, and we smote him until he had no survivors remaining. And we captured all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the district of Argob, the reign of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many unwalled towns. And we put them under the ban, as we did to Sihon, sovereign of Heshbon, putting the men, the women, and the children of every city under the ban. But all the livestock and the spoil of the cities we took as booty for ourselves. And at that time we took the land from the hand of the two sovereigns of the Amorites, that was beyond the Jordan, from the Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon. Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Senir. All the cities of the plain, all Gilad, and all Bashan, as far as Salcha and Edrei, cities of the reign of Og in Bashan. For only Og, sovereign of Bashan, was left of the remnant of the Rephaites. See, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. Is it not in Rabbah of the children of Ammon? 9 amah is its length, and 4 amah its width, according to the amah of a man. And this land, which we possessed at that time from Aroer, which is by the Wadi Arnon, and half the mountains of Gilad, and its cities, I gave to the Reuvenites, and the Gadites, and the rest of Gilad, and all Bashan, the reign of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh, all the district of Argob, with all Bashan called the land of the Rephaites. Ya'ir, son of Manasseh, had taken all the district of Argob, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Ma'akathites, and called them after his own name, Habashan Chavoth Ya'ir, to this day. And to Machir I gave Gilad, and to the Reuvenites and the Gadites I gave from Gilad as far as the Wadi Arnon, the middle of the Wadi as the border, as far as the Wadi Yabok, the border of the children of Ammon, and the desert plain, with the Jordan as the border, from Kinnereth, as far as the sea of the Arava, the salt sea, below the slopes of Pisgah on the east. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahuwah, your Elohim, has given you this land to possess. All you sons of might, pass over armed before your brothers, the children of Israel. But let your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, stay in your cities which I have given you, until Yahuwah has given rest to your brothers as to you. And they also possess the land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then you shall return, each man to his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Yahshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh, your Elohim, has done to these two sovereigns. Yahweh does the same to all the reigns which you are passing over. Do not fear them, for Yahweh, your Elohim himself, fights for you. And I pleaded with Yahweh at that time, saying, Oh, Adonai, Yahweh, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For who is a mighty one in the Shamayim or on earth who does according to your works and according to your might? I pray, let me pass over and see the good land beyond the Jordan, this good hill country and Lebanon. But Yahweh was enraged with me for your sake and would not listen to me. And Yahweh said to me,
Enough of that. Speak no more to me about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and look with your eyes, for you do not pass over this Yordain. But command Yahushua, and strengthen him, and make him brave, for he shall pass over before this people, and causes them to inherit the land which you see.
And we dwelt in the valley opposite Beth Peor,